A popular Outcast production.
Listeners, welcome to another episode of Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. I am your host, Mike Carpenter. Hello. So let's see. First, in case you couldn't hear, I'm in my car, about to hit some bumps, because I live on a mountain in the middle of nowhere. Let's see, today, right now it is about noon o'clock. I was in a really shit mood, just pretty depressed. I checked my bank account this morning on the interwebs, and my paycheck went through, and I am disgustingly broke. And I don't think I'll be able to make it to this week's open mic, which really sucks, because I think this is a third one in a row that I've missed. It is real. I'm sorry, I just got stuck behind farm equipment moving at, I'm going just under 20 miles an hour on a 55 mile per hour road. It's annoying. Sadly, all these, the open mics downstate are, always at the end of the month, and that is when my bills come out. Well, that's when all my bills need to be paid, at the end of the month. So, generally, I don't make enough to save the money that I would need. Oh, god damn it, you son of a bitch. I just have a rough time saving up enough money to make it downstate, because it isn't free to drive that far. Sadly. Can I pass you, you fucking asshole? Ooh, sons of bitches. Alright, guys, you're gonna hear some road rage here, I think. Because this motherfucker. So the great thing about living on these old-ass country roads is when someone's going way too fucking slow, you can't see more than about 50 fucking feet in front of them, because all these roads are just tons of hills and turns and crazy shit. And this guy's sitting like 80 feet up in the air, but he, of course, will not fucking... Alright, I'm gonna pass you. He won't let me know if it's cool to pass him or not, because he's a fucking asshole. Good, fuck you, dickhead. Anyway, back to speed. So when I saw that, I'm just fucking disheartened by the fact that I won't be able to make it, and I invited a bunch of friends there, because I have a bunch of fun stand-up to do, a bunch of new material, and I still won't be able to do it. And I don't want to tell my friends I'm not going because they need a good crowd this month. And I'm afraid that if I tell all my friends I invited that I'm not going to be there, then they won't go. And then the crowd won't be good and I'll be letting down more people. But I'm already going to be letting down people by not being there. And let myself down. And it's just, it's fucking stressful. I don't like stress. I don't deal with it well. I just get depressed. And yeah, so I have bills this month. Like every month. And I'm hoping I even have enough to pay all those. Fuck. But, so that's where I'm at right now in my head. Oop, a lot of potholes. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, so, let's see. I had some other things to talk about. And that giant, slow-moving farm equipment made me forget what the hell I was going to say. You dick. Ay, shit. So, let's talk about my job. Well, not about my job, but just about, yeah, whatever. We'll get into some stuff. So, when I started this job, I was getting between 32 to 40 hours a week. It was pretty much full-time. But most weeks I'd only work 4 days a week, which was great. And in the last few months, hours have been down. And some days now I only get 3 days a week, which is only like 20-some hours. And I can't really live off that. But in this tiny area where I live, it's really hard to find another job. And it's even harder to find motivation to do something. Because just this whole area is depressing. And, I don't know. In my head, I find it really hard to find motivation to do something. I don't know why. I've kind of always been that way. But around here, it's even worse. And I don't know why. I just get in these funks where I would just rather stay in bed all day. Yeah. Son of a bitch. But, so yeah. So I need to find a new fucking job. I would love to find a job back downstate, back where I would consider it home to be. But even that, I want to move again. I fucking hate moving. Poop. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about that. So, I asked for some ideas about what to talk about on future episodes. And I got a couple replies back. And one of which was asking me what I'm listening to / reading recently. So I figure I'll talk about that a little bit. I did actually record an episode only about that, last week, but I fucking deleted it by accident, because I'm an idiot. So that's why last week you got, I think it was actually the fourth episode I recorded last week, just me and Jared babbling about living in this small town life. And we were really tired, but whatever, if you listened last week, you already heard it, so you understand. But, God, it's warm. Let's see. But, so anyway, so, lately, I haven't been reading as much as I like to. Again, lack of motivation. And, like, whenever I actually have time to read, yeah, I'd rather just not be home. I just want to be out with people and try to attempt happiness. But I did finally finish the last Chuck Palahniuk book that I hadn't read, which was Haunted. I got the audiobook and listened to it at work, and I loved it. It was great. I was a big fan. I'm a really big Chuck Palahniuk fan. I think half of that goes with, in my lack of motivation. If I see a book that's like 1,200 pages, I'm just like, oh, that's a lot of time I'm going to have to devote to this. And what if it sucks? What if I get 200 pages in and I don't like it, and then I wasted time, and I hate starting something and not finishing it, so I'd rather just not start it at all. With Chuck Palahniuk books, they're generally pretty short. Haunted, I'm pretty sure, is the longest one, and it's only about 400 pages. Maybe not even that long. Most of his books are about 250, so they only take I mean, really, I'll just read one in a day. So, and just subject-wise, I like Chuck Palahniuk. A lot of people think he's just kind of like a shock writer, but I disagree with that. I think there's a lot of good social commentary and just weirdness, which I enjoy, and I don't know. I'm a big fan of Chuck Palahniuk, but anyway, looking forward. He has a new one coming out pretty soon, Doomed, which is a sequel to Damned, which was last year's book. Also, that's another thing I like about him. He pumps out a book once a year. I enjoy that. And also my, I would say probably my all-time favorite book, was written by him, Rant, which is, I don't even know how to describe that book. It's kind of about everything. City life, big town, big, little small town life, moving to big town life, and I don't know, it's like Leave It to Beaver on steroids, and heroin and acid for the first half, and the second half is all about weird shit and time travel, and kind of has a Holy Trinity theme to it, and it's just fucking bizarre, and I love that book. It's my favorite book. If you haven't read it, I suggest it. So, and I also just got the audiobook of Dr. Sleep, Stephen King's new book, the sequel to The Shining, which I'm really fucking anxious to start. Again, I need the motivation to start it, because I know once I start, I won't stop, but when I do finally finish that, or even start it, I guess I'll probably talk about it on here. So that's what I've been reading lately, quote-unquote reading, or listening to. Music-wise, I found two new bands, I mean new to me, not new to the world, but that I kind of like. I think the whole dubstep thing is kind of getting overdone and has lost its appeal to me, if not everybody else. But there's one band, Subsonic Fallout. And I guess I'm not sure if I should use the term band. I'm pretty sure it's just one guy. But it is a cross between metal, like death metal, and dubstep. I guess it's considered dubcore. I'm a big fan of that album. I think it's called Galaxies. I've been listening to a lot lately. That and another band called The Burning, which is, I guess, metalcore with a big, like EDM, electronic dance music infused metal. The first album, which I can't think of what it's called, I think they only have two albums, and the second one I'm not a big fan of, but the first one, like every track kind of has like a different style of dance music to it. Like there's one dubstep track, there's one hard style track, there's one like house track. I don't know, I'm kind of a big fan of that album. Again, I can't think of what it's called, but the Browning's first album. So, those two things, well, the books and the CDs, what I've been listening to, I guess, but most of my time, most of my time is spent listening to podcasts. I listen to, I think on my current list, I have 29, actually, I just added a 30th one the other day. The good thing about my job is that I get to listen to, I get to have my headphones on all night and not talk to anybody, so I listen to about 9 hours of podcast per shift, so even if I only get 3 days that week, that's, you know, at least 27 hours of podcasting. My current lineup, well, my current favorites, there's a lot to listen to just to fill in time, but my favorites, Risk with Kevin Allison is, I think, my number one favorite podcast. Just, it's a great storytelling podcast, and every week has a different theme, and even within the theme, like, certain stories could be depressing, certain stories could be just uplifting. It's just a very emotionally carrying podcast. I love it. I think my second favorite, and I don't know why, is Tell 'Em Steve Dave, which is on Kevin Smith's Smodco network thing. I love Tell 'Em Steve Dave. Just a bunch of dudes yapping and just not being un-PC, which I don't know. I just like people who don't give a fuck what they say. I mean, as long as you're not, like, purposely setting out to offend someone or being racist or any of that kind of shit. But they're fun. I like them. And I've also, the newest one I've been listening to is, what's it called? It is Brian Quinn from Tell 'em Steve Dave / his TV show. The hell's that show called on True TV? Impractical Jokers. He has a new podcast out called What Say You? And again, it's just two guys from, I think they're from Staten Island, and they just talk about fun shit. They're just funny dudes. I like what they do. I don't know. They're just ridiculous. If you guys get a chance, you just want something ridiculous, check out What Say You podcast. It's a good time. I could go through all 30 podcasts, but I don't feel like it. I listen to a lot of the podcasts on this network, the Popular Rockcast Network. Girls on Girls is one of my favorites. Jeff, his podcast, Jeff in Motion, big fan of that. I just like podcasts. I'm a fan of this whole thing. It's a good time. Oh, shit. And I guess aside from that, movies. I watch a lot of movies. I work third shift, so I'm awake a lot at night. If I have off work, I still, like, you know, sleep during the day and awake all night. And, like, you know, bars close at 2, so I have a lot of time. So I usually watch about 2 movies a day, if not more. Realistically, I watch everything that comes out. Like, I don't care if it's a Pixar movie, I don't care if it's a, you know, romantic comedy, PG-13 horror, I don't care what it is. It could be the shittiest shit, I'll still probably watch it. I'm trying to think of things I watched recently that I actually liked. I was a fan of Pacific Rim. I thought that was pretty fun. Giant robots and the whole kaiju thing. It's a good time. Giant monsters. Let's see. That's why I just watched Alan something. Shit. I can't even think what that movie's called. Oh, shit, I should probably guess. Adam, I think it's called Alan or Adam Chaplin. It is a close... I'm not a big anime fan. This car is sitting beside me just watching me talk to myself, which is kind of weird. I'm not a big fan of anime at all, really. But there's this movie that it's this really low budget, just super fucking gore fest. And it just... It looks like an anime. It's like a live action anime. It's the craziest thing I ever fucking saw. I'm almost sure it's Adam Chaplin. It's from 2011. I don't know, check it out if you're into, like, just crazy gore fests and just ridiculous shit. It's pretty fucking out there. So, that, yeah, I liked that. That was weird. I don't know what else. God, I watched so many movies, I can't even think of one. That's awful. Oh, I need to go this way. Shit. Oh, boy. So, yeah, I don't know what else. What else is there media-wise? There's music. I got music, got books, got movies, comic books. I do like comics. I don't read nearly as many as I used to, or as many as I'd even like to. Oh, that kid looks really familiar. I only stay current with 2 series. The first being The Walking Dead. I don't miss an issue. Sometimes I don't read it right when it comes out, but I never get more than 2 issues behind. I just think it's fantastic writing. I'm a good fan of that, or a big fan. The TV show, not so much. I don't dislike it, but I mean, I could go without it. I don't think it's nearly as good as the comic. Also, like, I didn't even start The Walking Dead till about 60 issues in. And I guess it's really like, not what's the word, oh shit, not threatening, fuck me, I can't think of words right now. I don't know, it's intimidating to see that you're behind so many issues of something and to try to start something new. Oh, come the fuck on. Also, small town living assholes, people cannot fucking drive around here. God damn it. Jesus Christ. Anyway, it's intimidating to see that, like, you have, if you want to start this series, that, oh my god, it's like 100 and some issues in. I read the first 60 issues in about 3 days. They're really short, they're really good, you can't stop once you start. So if you really are kind of up in the air about whether or not you want to read The Walking Dead, I just say do it. Just jump into it. Read 10 issues. If you're not fucking, you know, I mean, if you're not in after 10 issues, then I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. Oh, fuck. Can I turn it red here? God damn it, motherfuckers. Whatever. I want to do it. If I get pulled over, then fuck me. Damn. Yeah, and aside from Walking Dead, I read a series called Crossed, which is, I would not consider it to be zombies. I'm not sure what you want to call it. Some kind of infected people. It is, what's the guy's name? Fuck, I'm trying to think who the writer is, and I just spaced out again. Son of a bitch. Turn my car off, I guess. Yeah, it is just the most depraved, awful things that happen, and it's just super gory, super sexed out, and just ridiculous. Garth Ennis, that's the author. Big fan of Garth Ennis. The writer, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, check out Crossed if you're into, like, just crazy shit, man. Just ridiculous. It's one of those things that they could never really make a movie based on and keep it, like, accurate to the tone of the comic. Like, oh man, it's just ridiculous. Like, there's no other medium that could depict what happens in those issues other than a comic book. It's just nuts. And the current series is called Crossed Badlands. Crossed, colon, Badlands. Check it out. It's a good time. Again, like, every series only has, like, about, I think, 12 issues, maybe. I think this is a fourth series. Now, for some reason, this series, this current Badlands, is about, like, 30-some issues in. But, I mean, whatever. All the other ones are real short. Just check them out. Just check out the first one, especially. It's fantastic. Anyway, that's all for comics, I guess. Well, there's one I just got. I've wanted to read it for a long time. And I think I finally found the motivation to start it. Black Hole. I can't think of the writer. It's a classic graphic novel. Kind of like a sci-fi-ish twist. Like a surreal, like a surreal sci-fi twist on puberty and the pains of growing up and just adolescence. Like, instead of going through puberty, these kids, like, go through, like, these weird, like, metamorphoses of turning into, like weird, like, almost like circus freaks, because that's what you feel like when you grow up. You know, going through puberty, you just feel like a goddamn monster. So I don't know. I haven't started it yet, and I can't wait, but take a quick break here, and I'll be back. Hooray! I'm on the road again. I'm back. Hello. Ooh, I don't like that. Hello again. I am, it's a couple days later from my last recording. It's 12:36 p.m. And I am currently on the highway, hitting a bump, hitting another bump. And I am going to Sunbury, PA right now to go do stand-up. Kind of against my better judgment, but I did some number crunching and I think I might be good on bills this month and still be able to come down. And if I'm not, well, fuck it. I don't know. I feel like I'd be letting people down if I didn't come down here. Not even, like, to do stand-up. Not like I'm that fucking important. But just to show support for this local thing. And I don't know. It seems more important to come down here and hang out with friends and have a good time than to not do it. So yeah. Which does put me in a better mood. I'm excited. I haven't done stand-up in a while, and I enjoy doing it. If all goes well, I'll put the setup on a future episode. I'm pretty nervous, I'm not gonna lie. I think I've talked about stand-up stuff on here on previous episodes. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of performing in front of people. And not necessarily just stand-up, but like music. I used to perform music for people. And I was in a jazz ensemble for a while. Played trumpet. I was in high school band for all 4 years. But I've played for big crowds in band. I mean, upwards of 10,000 people. Even like karaoke, I fucking love it. I wouldn't say I'm the best singer in the world, but it's still fun. It's like I like being in front of people. And currently, stand-up is the thing that does it for me. I'm a big fan. I'll probably record off and on here as I think of things, because I have at least 2.5 hours just get on the highway. I'd laugh if I got pulled over. I wonder if anyone's ever been pulled over for a podcast. It'd be pretty interesting. It would be very sad, because I already don't have money to come down here, let alone to pay a fine. So I'm driving very slow. I'm actually going the speed limit on a highway, which I'm sure is going to piss off a lot of cars behind me. But fuck them. So, excuse me, I have a bit of a cough. I don't really know where to go from here. Shit, I had some things to talk about, and now I don't know what they were. I don't remember what I was going to say. Alright then, well, I'm gonna pause this for now, and I'll be back. Hooray!
Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money, and we can buy new microphones, and buy new cars, and buy a cruise ship, and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
Hello again. So I'm back in my car. You can hear that, though, probably. It is 4:11 p.m. It is one day since the last, well, since 5 seconds ago, I guess. I am heading home from, right now, from Bloomsburg. Had to drop my friend off. And I did my mom last night, and it was a lot of fun. I hate saying my mom. It's just annoying. Mike's No Mic Open Mic. It's the comedy open mic, comedy and storytelling open mic that the Popular Outcasts do. But yeah, it was a good time last night. A lot of good performers. At some point I will put up my set. It wasn't the best, but yeah, you know, it'll be fun to listen to. Some of the performers that stood out to me were Andrew Smith, stand-up comedy dude, just super fucking funny, super fucking funny. And Kelsey Blue also just had me fucking a good belly laugh. As much as I love comedy and I love funny things in general, generally I'm a hard, like, I don't know, I laugh at everything, but I'm also, it's hard to make me laugh when you're trying to make me laugh. And I love to laugh, so it's not like I never hold back. I don't try not to laugh. I love to laugh. I laugh at everything. But those two definitely just got me. They got me right in the fucking funny bone. Good times. Got to see a bunch of my friends from the area. And went to Halloween party afterwards. At Bill's house, Bill from Popular Outcasts and everything else, and former guest on this show, and hopefully future guest on this show again. I love Bill. I can talk to that kid all day. We hung out till, I don't know, about 6:30 in the morning. It was a good time. I want to talk about some social awkwardness. I don't know why. I don't think I have, I don't know, like, social anxiety. I don't know if I have social anxiety or what's going on, but, like, if I'm in a large group, like, not so much a group, if I'm in a large public setting, like, say if I go to a club, or if I go out to the beach, or fucking, I don't know, some place where there is an abundance of people, a theme park, for example, you know, like, I'm fine, perfectly fine, but once it shrinks down, at small parties, small gatherings, get-togethers, I don't know, and it's only, like, private things. Like, if we're at a bar, if I go to a bar with, like, 10 people, and it's just the 10 of us, I'm fine, we're in a public setting. Now, if all 10 people go back to someone's house, then I get awkward. I just get kind of closed. Like, I kind of shut down, and I kind of shut people out, and I'll just kind of wander to another room. I don't know what it is. Small gatherings make me, I don't know if it's nervous. I don't know what it is. I get anxious. It's anxiety. I don't know what else, but I'm trying to, every time I find myself in that situation, I try to do something to open up, or do something. I don't know what. Last night, at Bill's house, Bill is a big karaoke fan, so we had some karaoke there, and Kelsey Blue and myself had a karaoke contest, kind of. I'm gonna say I won, but I'm sure that's inaccurate. I'm sure the world would disagree. But it was a good, I mean, I had a great night last night, but there was a few times where I just kind of get, I start getting anxious, and it doesn't matter if I'm sober, it doesn't matter if I'm not sober, it just kind of kicks in. But what are you going to do? Alright, let's see. Also, Halloween. Halloween's coming up. This episode will be out, well, I guess tonight. And, Halloween will be, when the hell's Halloween? Today's the 27th. So, whatever, I don't feel like, I'm driving. I don't feel like doing date math in my head. but a few days, Halloween. So this will be the last episode before Halloween. I love Halloween. I'm a big fan. I'm not a big holiday person. Never was. I enjoy the Christmas season. But Christmas itself, I don't give a shit about Christmas. Never did. You know, whatever. Get family get-togethers and presents and fucking shopping and all that bullshit. Everything. I worked retail for way too many fucking years to ever enjoy Christmas again, I think. I'm sure Jeff and other people who listen to this will fully understand if you've ever worked retail. Retail fucking ruins Christmas for people. All right, God. I could talk about where I worked also. I worked for Walmart for, I think, 3 months. Shit, probably 2006. For the holiday season, which would have been October, November, and December. I worked there for Black Friday and for the Christmas season. Awful. Also, I worked in the toy department of all fucking places, so double awful. Man, retail's a bitch. I'm not going to get into job history now. I should do a job history, or a job history episode, though. I think that'd be fun. I've had a lot of jobs. I've worked a shit ton of weird jobs, so I'll get into that sometime. But, yeah, holidays, not my thing. But Halloween, I'm a fan. I just like Halloween. I like the season. I like the time of the year. Just in general, fall is my favorite time of the year. Everything's quiet and just kind of grayed out, and it's just chill, and I'm a fan. Now, like, I was never a big, like, dressing up and shit. That, to me, is not what I enjoy about Halloween. I costumes and candy and all that shit. I just like the celebrating creepy. Just kind of everyone just kind of celebrates macabre and creepy things, and that's fun to me. You know, you get to see little skulls and jack-o'-lanterns and just, you know, creepy shit. It's fun. Blah, 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 blah. I never really went trick-or-treating that much. I think I only remember going trick-or-treating twice when I was a kid. I may have gone more than that, but I don't remember going more than that. I'm trying to remember any costumes I had. I think 1 year I went as, oh God, this is ridiculous, and maybe it'll age me, but a tomato from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I probably was like 6 or 7 or 8 or so. I couldn't have been much older than that. I might not have even been that old. I don't remember, really. I remember going as that 1 year, and I think a clown I went as 1 year. That I probably would have been way little, 5, probably. Let's see. I don't remember ever going trick-or-treating other than that. Yeah. No, it wasn't a thing. But, yeah, when I was a kid, I enjoyed dressing up, random costumes. I went as a vampire 1 year, I went as a pirate 1 year, and a fucking killer tomato. Oh, God, I forgot all about that. That's so ridiculous. Good times. I should do that again this year. Go as a goddamn tomato. Yeah, I enjoy Halloween. I'm pretty excited this Halloween. I think my friend Jared and myself are going to attempt to scare the shit out of our friend Amy. And that's kind of my goal, is, yeah, give Amy some gray hairs. Give our friend gray hair by just scaring the living fuck out of her. Good times. I love pranks. I'm a big fan. Pulling pranks on people. Alright. Blah, 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 blah. So, I'm not sure when the audio will come up for the stand-up stuff, but There is a YouTube channel. I think it's just MNMOM. Mike's No Mic, Open Mic. Yeah, I don't know what the address is. Literally, just go on YouTube and search search Mon Mom. Mon Mom. It's easy to fucking find. And then you can see, I don't know if this is the sixth or seventh one they have put on. But there is, I would say, probably hours. I mean, I don't know about hours, but probably a couple of hours of just fun, you know, amateur storyteller, comedians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Local to central Pennsylvania, and a few out-of-state people who came in and, helped us out and did some fun. But, yeah, check it out. I think I have three sets up there currently, and this will be the fourth once this one comes out. Who knows? I know the Justin Strasser is the guy who does the video for us, and he's a busy son of a bitch, so, we don't get up, no one gets upset that doesn't get up the next day, because dude has a busy schedule, but check out that stuff, and look forward to the new stuff coming out, and from what I've heard, every last Saturday of the month, at the Fraternal Order of the Eagles, or something close to that, whatever it is, the Eagles in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, they will have the stand-up night, the My Mom night. So, if you're in the area, or if you aren't in the area, and you just want to come meet the pop-out dudes, or me, or anyone else from the network, we'll most likely be there. I won't be there every month, but I'll try to get down there as much as possible. Check it out. It's good times. All right, then. I think I'm just going to end this. Plugs. I have to focus on driving. First off, Facebook. Check me out on Facebook. Comments, whatever you want. It's Facebook. You understand how Facebook works. I have faith in you. Mixing it up with Mike Carpenter. Check it out. By the way, Jeff Kunkel of Everything Pop Out, etc., suggested that I emphasize. I'm an awful speaker, as I'm sure anyone who listens to this knows. I mumble, I talk too fast, I have a deep voice, so talking fast while mumbling makes me even more incoherent. He told me to emphasize the name of the show is Mixin', as opposed to Mixing. It is Mixin' It Up with Mike Carpenter, and he told me I should emphasize that, so I'm going to try to do that from now on. But, yes, if you search Mixin' It Up with Mike Carpenter on Facebook, you will find my page, and you can like it, and I will be your friend, and we'll be friends, and we can talk and have good times, and you can comment and send any kind of suggestions or feedback, positive or negative. I will take both, and life will be good. Also, follow me on Twitter at Mike's Shit. That's MikesShit. Mike's Shit on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter as much as I'd like to be, but guaranteed, if you tweet me or do anything on Twitter, I will respond in some way. It's really rare. It might take me a day or two to see it, but once I see it, I'll respond. Let's see, blah, 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 Facebook, Twitter, iTunes. Follow me on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. I would love to get some more listeners and, preach the gospel to the world. I can't speak, but yeah, I'd love to get more people to listen to this and, get more feedback, and just have a good time, I guess, with everybody. But, yeah, if you go on iTunes and you can leave reviews and give me ratings up to 5 stars, and I would be ever so grateful. Probably the most grateful ever. Let's see, also, blah, 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 blah. You can go to poptherockcast.com and go to my page on there, which is Mixing It Up at popular, or Mixing It Up. popularoutcast.com, something like that, I don't know. I just go there, and I have a little comment board in there. You can leave comments. A lot of times I don't see them, because for some reason that it's hard to get that feed to go to my phone, so I just kind of actually have to click on the page every so often and see if there's new comments. Every so often people comment on there. Usually I actually know them in person, so I don't respond, but if someone comments in there who I don't know in person and don't have their phone number, just to text them, hey, I'd like to comment, I'll comment back. So if you see that I'm not commenting back to people, it's because I hang out with them at night and I will see them on a weekly basis. That kind of goes for everything, between Twitter, Facebook, etc. There's a lot of inner circle popular outcast chat groups and etc. and things going on, so it's a network. It's a series of tubes. Shit. Blah, 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 blah. So, what else do I have? Two more things, I guess. My Google Voice number, which I love. Man, I love Google Voice. I love getting phone calls. I've gotten a lot of good calls and good messages, and they always just make me smile, make me laugh. I will 100% play your voicemails on my show, unless you say otherwise. I've only had a few that didn't want it played on the show, and obviously you didn't hear them, so I respect that. But I love listener feedback. I just love people sending me shit. Oh yeah, I guess I have the email too. Son of a bitch, so many things. But the Google Voice number is, as always, 702-PODCUNT. That is 702-PODCUNT. It's a ridiculous number, I know. And I love it. I love it. but, yeah, I'm getting off track. I know a lot of people hate my ad for Amazon, my Whisper ad, and I love it. I love it. I love everything about it. I think I'm going to record a new one and make it even creepier than the current one. So, suck it. I don't know what it is, but latch them lips around it. But anyway, I also have the email address, my Gmail, which is mixing it up with... Oh, fuck, what is it? Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter at gmail.com. I guess that's like the most private way if you want to get a hold of me, so no one will see it but me. The Google Voice kind of goes with that also, if you just want to talk instead of type. But like, by all means, like, any kind of anything you want to know, anything you want to do, talk about, you know, suggestions, criticisms, I don't fucking know, any message you want to relay to me and keep it a little more private, there you go. Gmail, man. Get in it. It's the future. And lastly, I don't even know if this is much of any kind of plug or whatever. I guess, yeah, whatever. Snapchat. Dude, I love Snapchat. I love that shit. I'm on Snapchat a lot. My Snapchat score is getting silly. Yeah, add me on Snapchat. I'm pretty sure I have my Snapchat account set so that anyone can just add me and start snapping. I don't need to accept. I'm not private. I love Snapchat. MIUWMC. That's the abbreviation, mixing up with Mike Carpenter. Add me on Snapchat. Love it. Love that shit. Send me anything. I am over the age of 18. You will never offend me. There you go. Just saying. I will not be... Also, I always put the Disclaimer, I will not send creepy shit unless creepy shit is requested. If you want to picture my balls and you're over 18, I'll send them shits to you. Other than that, no. No, you'll just get pictures of me at the bar drinking with my friends, probably. Or random fun things that I see, or stupid bumper stickers. Like, I saw this dumb bumper sticker this morning that said, I don't know what it said. Hey, just, if you can't feed them, don't breed them. And I just fucking laughed. I don't know why. It just made me laugh. Just, really, you need to relay that message to the world so bad via the bumper of your pickup truck. But, you know, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. But I guess that's everything. So follow me, comment me, etc., in any of those ways. And, you know, I'd like to try to make this show somewhat interactive with whoever listens to it. You know, I will mold this to what you want to listen to an extent. You know, there are still things that I want to do, and I will do them. But also, I'm trying to get some musical bits and shit. So anyone who makes music in any way whatsoever, get a hold of me or send me tracks. Or I mean, really, if you want to anything you send me, I'll play. I don't give a shit. You can just hum into a microphone. I'll fucking play it. But, you know, send me music bits and anything else. You know, I don't care what. Just send it to me and I'll play that shit. So, I guess that is it for this episode. What episode is this? Is this number 20? I think it's number 20 already. Jesus, 20 weeks. Holy shit. I haven't been going that long. 20 fucking weeks. God damn. All right. Awesome. So great. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye.